Pretty much everyone in American politics agrees on at least one thing: you gotta be tough on ISIS. But it's the history of the extremist group that became a hot campaign topic this week. Republican nominee Donald Trump dubbed President Obama and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton as co-founders of ISIS. He backtracked this morning, tweeting that he was being sarcastic. It's hard to know what to make of that, since Trump was so forceful in making the claim in both a speech and an interview. But it does make for a good moment to ask, where did ISIS come from? And what role, if any, did the U.S. play in its rise? Great questions for Chris Wolfe over at the World's History Desk. What are the answers, Chris?
Well, at first glance, it seems a little obvious that, on the one hand, it's absurd to suggest that the most senior officials of the United States actually set up an organization dedicated to destroy the United States and all it stands for. But on the other hand, of course the US played a role in the circumstances that led to the rise of ISIS. Obviously, the US has been a major player in the region, and as the world's only superpower, its decisions and its actions plays a role in every part of the world.
So let's dig into that a bit. First, remind us where ISIS comes from in terms of ideas and ideology.
Well, it's a very simple answer. Ideologically, it's pretty much an offshoot of Al-Qaeda, you know, the Salafi jihadi movement that at its core is striving to fight the infidels and the power of the West more broadly, you know, with a long-term goal of creating a pure Islamic state that's, you know, to the extremists, going to help bring about the end of days, which is what they foresee in their reading of the Quran. Where it differs from Al-Qaeda is the actual declaration of a caliphate or Islamic state, which Al-Qaeda opposes at this stage.
And in terms of political power, how has ISIS managed to do so well?
Well, what keeps it alive and what has allowed it to flourish to some extent are the very real grievances among the Sunni Muslim populations of Iraq and Syria. There is a very real political disenfranchisement and alienation amongst the Sunni population of both countries, an exclusion from power and real discrimination. In Iraq, where Sunni Muslims are the minority, there was a traumatic reversal of fortune, obviously, when the US went in and overthrew Saddam Hussein, who had given a privileged position to the Sunnis. And in Syria, Sunnis had been the underdogs pretty much since independence, where the country's been dominated by the Alawite minority. And the civil war there is in some ways connected to that sense of disenfranchisement and the struggle for equality there. And again, ISIS, as it did in Iraq, has taken advantage of all that, those very real grievances, and imposed themselves and made themselves successful, despite an inherently alien ideology and philosophy.
So just who did found ISIS?
Organizationally, again, it's very simple. It could be traced back to one man, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, a Jordanian, who founded a Al-Qaeda-like organization in 1999. After the US invasion of Iraq, he set up shop there and very quickly gained traction, giving an ideological edge to the Sunni revolt against the US occupation. And in October 2004, pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda. Now, Zarqawi was killed by the US in 2006, and a new leader, Abu Omar al-Baghdadi, took over. He declared an Islamic State a little while after, but his brutality kind of alienated the Sunni population. The US, during the surge of General Petraeus, was able to exploit that difference and divide the Al-Qaeda in Iraq from the Sunni population. That led to their defeat on the battlefield. And so what happened was they kind of went into abeyance and resurfaced again when the civil war in Syria took off, hence the name change of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. So it's a long answer, but very simply, there's no one called Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton in that thread.
So if I circle back, though, what is the U.S. role? How do you characterize the U.S. role in these dynamics that led to the rise of ISIS?
The U.S. has a key role in the Bush administration's decision to invade Iraq. I mean, it destabilized the region. It led directly to the Sunnis losing power in Iraq, creating those conditions that were right for Al-Qaeda in Iraq and then subsequently, as it became ISIS, to emerge.
And then you have President Obama taking over the management of the war in Iraq.
Yeah, in 2011, when the U.S. withdrew, and this is where a lot of analysts agree that there was criticism that could be leveled against the United States under Barack Obama and the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, that they failed to ensure the new government in Iraq fulfilled promises to the Sunni population. And actually, within days of the U.S. flag coming down in Baghdad, the Sunni vice president was chased out of the country, and a lot of the Sunnis thought, well, the only way we're going to get any power back is through the barrel of a gun. And that was the opportunity that ISIS has taken advantage of.
Donald Trump didn't offer much of an explanation at all, but is there some truth in what he's saying? Is that what you're telling me?
No, again, it's absurd to suggest that either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton had any role in the creation of ISIS. However, certain policies that they followed did have indirect consequences that created conditions that ISIS was able to exploit, including the one I just mentioned in Iraq and also the failure to stop the Syrian civil war. But, you know, there were good political reasons for both of those policies, principally the war exhaustion of the American people. In any case, the US may not have had the leverage to actually create different outcomes.
The World's Chris Wolf, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeb.